All right, hey Brandon, good to get your last couple boos. So I've been falling behind in everything too. So no problem about taking so long. I'm behind in the Twilight Zone thing that we're doing. I'm behind in our book club. I'm behind in everything. So no problem about just getting to this now. So I'm going to start. And and one other thing. I don't know if John listens to these. He one time jokingly made a comment that listening to us talk about girls is better than watching girls. So I don't know if he was actually watching them, but or actually listening. But John, if you're listening, thanks for putting up Brandon's last booze. I was gonna actually do it, but then I woke up this morning and saw you had already beaten me to it. So thanks. But all right, episode 4. I rewatched episode 4 before I watched episode 5, so it's a little fresher in my memory. When I first watched it back a couple weeks ago, I thought it was really quite a good episode. Rewatching it, I'm not as convinced about that. I don't have the same problem as you do, Brandon, with you said it felt like maybe it didn't go anywhere. It was things didn't happen fast enough for you. I guess that was maybe the gist of part of it. But What I liked about the episode was that we did get to see a little bit of everybody, a little bit of all the characters, and we did get to see each of them kind of making a decision or coming to a conclusion or, you know, something little, but probably has bigger ramifications in some cases. So that was kind of what I appreciated or liked about the episode. But to some of your points I'm going to talk about now. So, yeah, the English girl, whatever her name is, the blonde-haired girl, I was trying to think about this after that episode. I can barely remember what she did in the first season. I don't really remember any of her storylines except, I think, was she the one who may have been pregnant and then she ended up not being pregnant or something and was making out with a guy in a bar? I don't even remember what she did. But anyway, and also I don't quite remember her connection with all the other characters either. In this episode, she kind of has, or this season, she's only been kind of coming in at the edges a little bit. We haven't really seen her actually connect with the other characters. We've just had her side story all the time. So, okay, I better call back.